All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin, or let's continue. We're picking up on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, the middle of the page, the section titled Kavod. So remember, again, we are still focusing here on the challenges, the opportunities and the challenges that come when one is granted a leadership position. So the Mechaber writes, Mivchan Kasha Nosaf Hu Mivchan HaKavod. Another difficult challenge that one encounters when he is given a position of authority is the test of kavod, of honor. Api rov yesh la adam bal tafkid hano shevni adam tzrichim oso umachnifim lo ukiyotzi bazer. In general, when a person has authority, so again, he gets hano, he gets benefit or enjoyment of being needed. Being needed, meaning everybody wants to feel needed, and everybody wants to feel necessary. When a person is in a position of authority, he gets a certain hana, a certain benefit, because he feels needed. And people will often go ahead and therefore ingratiate themselves to him as well, because they need him. So, unfortunately, what happens over time is that we all begin just to enjoy that honor, that kavod, that feeling of being needed, of people going ahead and ingratiating themselves to me because, again, they need me. And it's very easy, ultimately, again, for that kavod to sometimes become a motivation for me to do certain things in life. But it's important, says the Mechaber, that a person should realize that this is a false pleasure. Tanuk dimyoni means it's a pleasure, but it's a very short-lived and very meaningless pleasure. V'amru Chazal, the rabbis explain, Eizo mechubad, do you want to know where real honor comes from? Who is the one who is mechubad, who is given honor in life? Hamechabed asabrios, one who honors others. True honor never comes about because of something that someone does, says, or acts towards you, but true kavod is achieved through your ability to give proper kavod to honors. Perush, shakavod ha'amiti shava adam. So we explain this to mean that the true honor that is accorded or afforded to man, davka kashu mechabed es kulam. It is only when he gives honor to others, v'lo kishekula mechabdim also, and not when others give honor to him. Kol shekein shelo yinatzelas ma'amado amanas lekabel tovos hano, o shalmonim, o tavos, o kol davar. And all the more so, a person should not use his position of influence to get favors, or to get benefits, or to get some type of gifts, or to satisfy some type of desires. She'enu api yosha. For this is simply not just. Unfortunately, again, this is the story. We see this unfortunately unfold all of the time in political scandals, where people use their position for influence to be able to get something, to be able to get some type of favor, some type of preferential treatment. So the point that the Mechaber is making over here is the following: that one of the other challenges, The central theme, let me take a step back here. The central theme that Mechaber is trying to develop here is that when a person is given a position of influence and a position of authority that is given to them by Hashem, by God, in order to accomplish something important and in order to somehow be able to benefit the other. But a person has to be careful, because sometimes it's easy to lose yourself in the authority. It's easy to lose yourself in the newfound power. And a person can get swept away with all this, like kavod. Kavod is a very intoxicating thing. When a person gets a little bit of kavod, a person gets a little bit of honor, so it's so easy to get swept away with that and just feel that that becomes the tachlis. The Mechaber says, don't get swept away by kavod. Kavod is a false pleasure. It comes and it goes. And not only that, we all know how it works. People give you kavod for all kinds of reasons, most notably because they want something from you. It's not real kavod, right? It's not because they like you. It's not because they feel that you really deserve this type of kavod. At the end of the day, it's because they want something from you. But it is so easy to get blinded by the kavod and to feel so honored by the kavod that you begin to do everything in life for that kavod. Says the Mechaber, a person has to be aware of that. And not only that, but again, understand that true kavod comes about in life not through what people give you, but ultimately, again, through your ability to be mechabed others. When you give kavod to others, that's true kavod. The kavod that you get from others, that's not true kavod. Adam Shemargish, last paragraph on Kof Lamed Zayin. Adam Shemargish, chashivos atzmis v'gaiva. Person begins to feel a sense, chashivos atzmis means like an inflated sense of self, an inflated ego, which of course then turns to arrogance, bevada yipol, will certainly fall. In other words, I will say one thing is clear, which is the moment I become a balgaiva, the moment that I become arrogant, the moment that I walk around with an inflated sense of self and an inflated ego, I'm going to fall. If me shever gon, betila hunera me'a kavod, you know, the way kavod works is in the beginning, you enjoy it. And then ultimately, again, a person begins to look at that kavod as the very purpose of everything. You know what happens? When a person has a position of authority, and then the authority goes to their head, and they get an inflated sense of self, and they become a balgaiva. So people begin to react negatively to that. The members of my household begin to disrespect me, ultimately, again, because they see the gaivas driving me. My co-workers or those who work for me begin to talk about me behind my back because they see that what's driving me is my ego, is my inflated sense of self. He says, on a soon, so we'll say, when a person allows his gaiva, when a person allows covet to become the driving force, and therefore when a person becomes totally and wholly focused on the need for more and more and more covet, then suddenly again, their position of authority, their position of power is no longer about doing good, no longer about benefiting the other, but suddenly about feeding the ego. And the moment that my life becomes about feeding my ego, that's the beginning of the downfall. Page Kof Lamed Ches. Let's begin this next section. Bizyonos. Mivchan Acher. So we'll say another challenge of leadership. Another challenge of leadership position. Hu kashera adam sovel mecharafos umigidufim umimizyonos bimiskeres tafkidra. We'll say this is an amazing piece. Another challenge in leadership, in authority positions, is what happens when a person suffers degradation. I say degradation, person is humiliated by another, person is put down by another. Again, a person is in a leadership position, so they're in the spotlight in certain respects. So whenever you're in the spotlight, you always get more attention. More attention sometimes could be nice, because again, it's all the wonderful covet. But sometimes what it also does is it makes you a lightning rod for criticism. So how does a person in a position of authority react to criticism? Now again, he's not just talking about criticism, he's talking about when people mamish like embarrass me, they hurt me, mevaza me. So look what he says. Tzarech sheyeda shu'omid b'nisayon shel emunah. When a person is in a position of authority and he suffers degradation or humiliation or unwarranted criticism, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing me in my emunah. What does that mean? Tagam al pi achukim shel ha'olam hazeh nira, shemevazim osa lo betzadek. See, even though it looks like, you know, sometimes the criticism is warranted. Sometimes it is. But many times it's not. It's not warranted at all. So it looks like, again, when I get that criticism, it looks like I'm being criticized unfairly. But look what he writes. Af al pi achukim shel ha'borei, hakol betzadek u'mishpat. We'll say, remember again, what are the three pillars of emunah? The three pillars of emunah is number one, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, Hakol L'Tov, everything is for good. And number three, everything has a tachlis. Those are the three pillars of emunah. Therefore, again, if I'm in a leadership position and I'm getting criticized and I'm humiliated and people are trampling upon me, so even though it looks like they have no right to do this, they have no right to stand that what they're doing is mamish wrong, that might be true, they might be wrong. But this is coming from the Ribono Shel Olam. So because it's coming from the Ribono Shel Olam, ultimately again, Hakol B'Tzedek U'Mishpat. Everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Tzedek U'Mishpat. Ki Bevadai Ein Shum Ta'oz B'Shamayim. There are no mistakes with the Ribono Shel Olam. Umagia lo lisbal bizyonos. Suppose there's an incredible yisod. And therefore, if this humiliation is coming my way, do you know what? The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to experience it. La Kodesh Baruch Hu, yesh imo cheshbon, shutzarech lifroa. They will say, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to experience certain things. Now, I want to be clear on this. We've spoken about this concept before. And I will say, if somebody embarrasses me, or humiliates me, or is disrespectful, or inappropriate, so that person has an achrayis for their breach bin adam l'chavero. Like, that person has done something wrong. So they have to do tshuva for that, they have to take an accounting for that. Me, the recipient of that negative behavior, so we'll say, I have to think about this in two ways. On one hand, I could say, well, you know, what Reuven did to me was so wrong, right? What Shimon did to me was so wrong, and I could get caught up in that. Or I could say to myself, look, everything that happens to me in life is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens, ultimately, again, is orchestrated by the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam wanted me to have these circumstances, and as such, he's dispatching to me a message. What's the message? HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously seems to be displeased with something, is upset with something, is sending me this message for some purpose. What is the tachlis? What is the purpose? What is the embedded message here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshimo cheshbon shutzarech lifroa. God has a tab with me, and I need to pay the tab. V'rak mishkamesh ba'adam zeh b'shvil yasir also. And I will say, all this person, so that individual who humiliated me, that individual who hurt me, that person is the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, this is an incredible, I can't say enough. The Mechaber is not saying that the person who wronged me is freed from liability because he's the staff of God. We are all responsible for our actions. But it's a question of how you view these circumstances. Do I just get caught up with how much Shimon wronged me? Can't believe he wronged me like this. Okay, he wronged me, it happens. But again, an emunah dika Jew, right? A Jew, as emunah says, well, this happened to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to happen to me. What's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending to me? If I've been mistreated by another, not only is there a breach bein adam l'chavero, but there is a message bein adam l'makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dispatching a message to me, and it is my job to try to understand what's the message. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this topic. Second paragraph of Kofla Mechas, Emirat Hashem tomorrow.